WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is strongly advised. Viewer discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Pro Wrestling Sports Entertainment.
What the fuck was he talking about?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
All I'm asking is that you rock one masterpiece.
Bringing you the news and everything else in the world of professional wrestling.
It turns all your bad feelings into good feelings.
Hosted by Tim Stein.
I'm ready for sex.
The Omega.
Prison and rehab have changed me. All these blankets have saved my life.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
He's got a nice thing.
He's not so bad with the singing and the playing and the shaking with the tookers.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
I am starting to think that maybe you don't believe in me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And you don't want no part of this shit.
He's a third generation female superstar, Natty Neidhart.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
This is Eric Bischoff, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night.
It's WTR Sunday Night.
It's a nightmare.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Once again, it is time as we gather as many people as we can fit onto one Skype call without it dying on us. We have with us a full house because it is, once again, time to draft. The WTR Fantasy Draft has entered Season 12.
Yeah.
We've really been doing this long?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Well, since it's still a thing, we're going to work on a thing, and this might take a while. This might not. Really depends on one person, actually.
Yeah.
So we're
it
gonna
really is, depending on one person.
So let's go ahead and get on with it. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the network. Joining me tonight, as you've heard, it's one Sir Rockin'.
Yeah, we're here. It's WTR Fantasy Draft Season 12. Oh, yeah.
We're just doing it like a...
I don't know.
What's the weirdness? Is there a weirdness here?
No. No weirdness. No weirdness.
Just a draft?
Just a draft.
All right.
Or unless.
So, anyway, we have with us one Keishi Matsunaga.
Yeah, I'm here following closely behind the semi-truck so I can get places faster. That's the drafting we're doing, right?
That's dangerous?
Not, it's also fuel efficient.
I don't think that's the drafting we're doing.
Oh, okay.
Buy a hybrid. It's better than whiplash.
Kids, don't try this at home.
I'll figure it out one way or another.
Okay, as for our guests this evening, we have with us, from the rack, Lindsay Ward.
I don't know, I feel like you get this many people together, especially this group, and it's gonna get weird. I mean, that's how this works, right?
That's how it goes all the time.
So, I mean, you know.
Keishi's sus.
Keishi's totally sus.
Yeah,
making tasks.
Although Tim looked like he was kind of faking it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Also joining us this evening, kind of from all over our network when you really think about it, we have the intern, Kane Kittens.
Okay, so let me just say, I saw Tim over by O2, but he did not put in the code when the alarm was going off, so I'm voting Tim. He didn't put the code in.
And of course, leading the way is our favorite man who always needs to be on an OT machine, the one and only Tim Stein.
Okay, intern corner.
I'm always in the corner. It is my corner. In fact, you can hear my corner on Saturday night on TV radio.
Shush, the corner.
Nice plug.
Thank you.
You shameless whore.
Well,
he
takes notes from Rock whenever Rock talks, because Rock.
Rock's the OG network whore?
Because Rock. You know, that's why. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Fantasy Draft Edition WrestleTalk Radio, WTR Sunday Night Live, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thanks for joining us. And go ahead, pick your teams in the chat room. Who do you think is going to wind up winning Fantasy Season 12?
Just like last season, it's Team WTR versus The Rock. But we're all playing individual games as well. There's a bonus for, you know, the best performing overall performing person gets additional points. It didn't matter last season because The Rock kicked WTR's ass. Just saying. It happened.
Cheating.
How would you say it's cheating, Tim?
Because you won and I lost.
Okay. So, since we reset everything last season, we're back to having keepers. You get one keeper for your team, since everyone's now involved in the draft. So, that's how that goes. The order goes as following. Brent gets the first pick. Tim has second. Casey has third. Lindsay has fourth. Omega has fifth. And I have the last pick. It's snake rules. The rules start after the keeper round. Keeper round just straight 1 through 6. Then we start the traditional first round, 1 through 6. And then 6 to 1. There's 8 rounds overall, including the keeper round. And that's pretty much how this is going to go. It starts tomorrow, lasting till the June pay-per-view.
Wait, draft is tomorrow? Sweet, I'll see you guys later.
No, the scoring starts tomorrow through the June pay-per-view. That's how this goes.
I mean, you could have left and we could have drafted for you.
I don't trust y'all.
Yeah, you know how I felt when you were saying that.
I trust Casey.
I thought I was sus.
I said you were sus.
He said you were sus.
Yeah.
That's fair. I get confused easily.
That may play in our favor as we go through this draft. So let's go through the keeper round. Brent, you're up first. Who is your keeper?
I'm going to go with almost, but really AJ Styles.
All right, Tim, who will be your keeper?
I think I'm going to blow everybody's mind and see if Omega can guess who I'm keeping.
Why do I have to do it?
Because your name came first. You're always in my head.
Because Tim can't remember who's on his team.
I got the list in front of me. Shut up.
Hey, age does crazy things to us all, Tim.
Hey, Tim,
hey, intern, corner.
He's
I'm sure
there.
Aleister Black will be any day. Will be back any day now, Tim.
Well, if that was your pick, you're wrong. It's Roman Reigns. Shut up, Rock.
Wow, I was so shocked that he went with Roman Reigns. Boy.
Holy God.
Didn't see that one coming at all. Casey, who's your keeper?
I'm going to keep Karrion Kross to see if maybe he won't get injured this time.
So good.
Oh, I'm aiming for him, man.
Because he's the
You know what the hashtag is, don't you?
He's the injury guy. Lindsay, may you tell us who you're keeping?
I'm going to say hashtag on brand. I'm going to keep the OG keeper. Season 1, all the way from the beginning, Boo Boo, Bray Wyatt.
I was sorting out this list, and I just deleted that name before.
I'm consistent. At least you know who I'm going to keep.
I deleted that name when we got the goddamn draft kit on Thursday.
Omega, who are you keeping?
To continue the shocking revelations, I am keeping Drew McIntyre.
All right, let's see. I'm going to keep, since they're now split, I have to pick one side or the other, taking Big E from the New Day as my keeper. So the tag team of New Day is now eligible to be drafted.
It's the new... Oh. All
right, now we start traditional round one. Brent?
Well, since Omega threw him back into the pool, I'm going to go bask in the glory of Keith Lee.
Okay. This now puts Tim on the clock. Tim, who are you taking with?
Well, my first pick was Keith Lee, but I'll go with Kevin Owens.
Kevin
Owens. Keishi.
I'm going to pick the women's tag team champion, Charlotte and Asuka.
They're separate entities.
They're separate entities on my list.
They're
okay. They're it doesn't count that they're tag team champions?
No, they're separate entities.
Okay, then I will pick Asuka.
All right, Lindsay.
I will take Daniel Bryan.
Leader of the Yes Movement, Daniel Bryan. Okay. Omega.
Well, I guess I will be a tag partner with Keishi, and I'll take Charlotte.
Taking Charlotte, God damn you. Charlotte Flair for that one. Leave some pretty solid names still on the board.
This is only one round.
Yeah, I'm stalling because I'm trying to think of a name. let's go Rhea Ripley. And to sort of fill out, I guess, a little bit of the requirements on this board, we'll take the Street Profits. Omega.
That's a lot on the list. There's I need a team, so let me have the Hurt Business.
Okay. Hurt Business is now off the board. Lindsay.
I will take Bianca Belair.
The EST of WWE. All right. Keishi?
I will take the New Day.
The New Day. Okay. Tim? Yes.
I just want to know if you guys, like, if you would please quit looking at my notepad with all of my preferred picks. Cheaters, cut it out.
Okay, so who are you taking?
Shayna Baszler.
So that they're listed as a team, so you get Nia and Shayna.
They're listed as a team? I thought they were listed as a singles.
No, nope, you get them together.
Look at your draft kit.
Well, you know, as much as we all aren't a big fan of Nia, for some reason they do push her. So
I'm just letting you know that is your pick. All right, Brent, who you got?
Okay, because they are listed as a team, I'm going to take Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai.
Okay, all right. It swings back to you as well.
Oh, me again. all right, I need a tag team, even though those two are listed together. So I'm going to go with Cole, Fish, O'Reilly, and Strong, the Undisputed Era.
All right, Undisputed Era weren't drafted last season. Now drafted. Tim.
Finn Balor.
Finn Balor for Tim. Okay. Keishi?
I'm going to hop across the pond and pick Walter.
So you get the entire group.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I didn't see it on there, so.
Imperium.
I just wanted to make sure that I got him.
Okay. So it's the last team on the board on their NXT UK tag team roster. It's Imperium.
So, wonderful. Brock, what does it feel like to know that you put all of this stuff together for the draft and
know.
None of us really look at it?
Yeah,
no, I'm looking right now, and I still don't see it.
It doesn't have a highlight on it, so you don't necessarily see it.
Yeah, it's right.
Everything else is color-coded except for NXT UK.
Yeah,
they need to work their way up to being color-coded.
Yeah,
yeah, they're just default.
Yeah.
They're just default.
they're default skins. Lindsay.
They're there.
Let me take Seth Rollins.
Seth freaking Rollins. Okay. Omega.
Let's be interesting. Xia Li and Boa.
Interesting. That's an interesting pick. Especially that high. Interesting.
Especially, and he gets the throne, so, you know.
Interesting choices there. Let's see. We got to go around the board a little bit. Let's take Tommaso Ciampa. And those guys were taken. I don't know. Let's go with the Rated R Superstar.
Ooh,
that's a gamble.
Yeah, it's a gamble.
Oh, I know what he's doing.
What?
He's playing the Mania game.
Yeah, it's the Mania season.
What he does. That's what he does during the winter draft.
And he wins.
My next pick is Oh my god.
I'm getting into that point where I'm starting to wonder, how do I avoid idiots feuding?
But that's the plan, isn't it?
That's not no, that was not the plan. The plan was season two. There's no plan anymore.
But there should always be a plan.
You love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
Let's have Riddle.
All right, bro. Put Riddle on the board for Omega. Lindsay.
Dexter Lumis.
Dexter Lumis. Keishi.
Did anybody pick The Way yet? Because I'd like them.
The Way. All right. Tim.
The Usos.
Usos. Okay. Brent.
Oh, boy. Lindsay, this one's for you. I'm going to go with the other half of your keeper group. I'm going to go Alexa Bliss.
Okay. All right, Brent. And, one more.
Dear God. There's not a lot of blue.
That's the problem.
You know what? Screw it. I'm going to go with someone annoying who's probably going to get pushed. Cameron Grimes.
Okay, Cameron Grimes off the board. Tim.
Oh, shit. Yeah, Randy Orton.
Randall Keith is off the board. Casey.
Crap.
That's where we all are now.
Cesaro and Nakamura.
Cesaro and Nakamura are now off the board. Lindsay.
Since they're still available, El Legado del Fantasma.
Okay. Omega.
Sasha Banks.
Sasha Banks. All right. Oh, that was a good pick. Women's champion dropping pretty far down the list, to say the least. There's a few names you can look at here in WrestleMania season and go, they're probably going to do something cool.
No, you're not drafting Taker.
The Undertaker. Oh.
I mean, he could show up. I mean, all we need him to do is walk out. He doesn't have to wrestle.
He doesn't have to wrestle.
All you need to do is tell him that there's a UT game somewhere around there.
Let's go with Tony Storm. Take Tony Storm for the one, and then coming back around. Let's see. Who should we go with on this one? It's WrestleMania season, which means it's Royal Rumble season, which means big guys like to toss people out of things. We'll go Braun Strowman. Omega?
Yeah, there really isn't a lot of solid blue names on this, is there? Like, they've all been taken already.
I mean, you could take Apollo Crews.
I said solid blue names.
Aleister Black?
People who won't be fired because of Twitch.
Lars Sullivan.
They need to be on TV, too. I think that's a requirement.
Oh.
Let me stick to the yellow side, and I'll take Io Shirai.
Io Shirai. Okay. Lindsay?
Let me take Sonya Deville.
Sonya Deville. All right. Interesting. All right. Casey?
Shotzi Blackheart.
Just pulling all the NXT women. Okay. Tim?
I've lost track. Has anybody grabbed Bayley?
No.
Then I will.
Pervert.
Hey, I didn't mean it that way.
Brent?
God.
It's a general reaction.
I'm hang on, I'm consulting the list because I'm Jesus. Yeah, you know what? I'll go with the Celtic Warrior.
And with the Celtic Warrior to round out that round. Okay, so we're now on everyone's final picks.
And here's the twist.
There's actually no twist, it's just a straight up pick. Alright, Brent, your final selection.
Okay, you know what? Damian Priest.
Damian Priest. Okay. All right. Damian Priest off the board. Tim, your final selection in the season 12 draft is?
A good question. I am really not sure who I'm going to goddamn pick.
Humberto Carrillo.
Shut up. Trying to keep up with who's left.
Jinder Mahal.
Who's on which team and shit.
Tim, are you going to hinder the Jinder?
Shut up. I'm just saying. God damn it. I'm stuck. Oh, my God. I had a plan, and you guys buggered it all up.
That's why you don't plan. Take it from me.
I tried. I actually honestly tried.
Mansoor.
Okay, who took the undisputed?
Longest undefeated streak.
I took the undisputed era.
You took the undefeated era, did you?
Yes, round four.
See, I knew somebody took them.
I mean, there's still a lot of really strong names in terms of, like, Raw and NXT still on the board.
SmackDown's basically rolling the dice at this point.
Well, SmackDown's 2 hours, so, you know, they don't have a lot of people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people they throw in tag teams.
I mean, there's one name there in particular that's...
A-E-Dub.
That's in line for a title shot at the Royal Rumble.
God damn it.
She's talking about Goldberg.
Yeah, forget it.
Goldberg.
The only points he might get you, you're going to lose a month later.
He'd roll the dice on Brock.
No.
Come on.
What's up with Ember Moon?
Nothing. I mean, you can take her.
Then I'll pick her.
Okay. Ember Moon for Tim's
8th
last and final pick. Keishi.
He didn't talk long enough to give me time to figure something out.
I tried, man.
That's what we're all like, stall. Wait, I'm done. Never mind. Screw y'all.
Yeah, I can't decide if I need, like, one more person for Raw or one more person for SmackDown.
I think you should go 205 Live.
So SmackDown? Oh, no, that was before. That was in the before.
Now it's taped at the PC with NXT.
That's right. That was times. My apologies.
Boys, dude. They're right there.
Just for funsies, I'm going to pick Billie Kay.
Okay.
Billie Kay. Okay. Lindsay.
Did she send you her resume?
Well, that's... I mean, I was looking over it, and I was convinced that she would be the most fun pick.
I mean, she just now added mosh pitting to her resume.
I mean, this is only my second draft, so I know that my expectations are low, so I'm not worried about it.
But she added mosh pitting to her resume.
I love her character.
It's
now.
Amazing. It's amazing.
I love her character.
I don't mind the pick. All right, Lindsay.
I'm going to go with the most important man in all of WWE, the man who has a title shot at the Royal Rumble, the man who's going to make Roman Reigns call him daddy, Adam Pearce.
Points, bitch!
Appearance points count.
They do.
Yes.
I mean, he's officially
and active. He's on two brands!
He's active now that he's in the main event of the Royal Rumble.
Ha!
Omega.
I'm staring at three entries from SmackDown because I desperately need something on SmackDown.
Tamina?
Two feel like they would backfire and the other one would make me sick.
Natalya?
There's no way to talk about Natalya.
It's going to make it be a freak. Do it.
No. I thought about it. No.
Wait, you thought about getting freaky and then you decided against it?
First time for everything, Lindsay. Since it's Mania season, give me the Mysterios.
For my last pick, Pete Dunne.
Peter Dunne.
And that's the draft.
Dun, dun, dun. I'm going to make a bold prediction and say I won't come in last this time.
Where do you think you'll finish then, Tim?
Ahead of Keishi.
Ahead of Keishi. Why are you so confident?
But what if Keishi wins?
Also, why are you taking shots at me, man? What do I ever do?
It's been a long time since I took shots at you. I got to do it once every couple of years.
Okay, that's acceptable.
Okay. Hey, you know what?
Trying to be the number one Canadian on the show again.
I mean, Keishi did carry your team last season, like completely.
And Omega, you
it.
Are honorary.
No.
So, that's it. So we go from starting tomorrow night all the way to the June pay-per-view, whatever the name of that pay-per-view is and whatever the date it may be. Because nobody knows.
There will be a slight change for the Royal Rumble, the pay-per-view itself.
What's that, Tim?
Joining me in my Calgary studio will be the one and only local indie wrestler, Keishi Matsunaga.
How does that change anything?
He won't be at his house.
All are allowed to get together?
Only because Tim lives alone.
I live alone.
Their Zoom windows will be socially distanced.
Okay. I live alone,
and I'm gonna show up with a plexiglass box, I'll look like a mime, but I'll actually have a box to put my hands against.
So you bought the coal mine off eBay.
You won't need to worry about that, Keishi, because the couch is 8 feet away from my my desk.
So it'll be the Keishi mine.
The Keishi mine, yeah. So you bought the coal mine off of eBay, and now it's gonna have it. So that's good.
And I'm grabbing the hockey stick, and I'm taping the tongs to the hockey stick so I can serve you the chicken wings and mozzarella sticks that we're going to have.
Wonderful.
Safely.
So now, are you making your own mozzarella sticks or are you buying frozen ones?
Oh, fuck off. I always make my own mozzarella sticks from scratch, except for the mozzarella. I buy those. I buy that.
Why don't you make your own mozzarella?
Yeah, Tim.
Because I don't have the tongue. I don't have 30 minutes.
I think you do have 30 minutes.
To make mozzarella, you need homogenized milk, salt, and rennet. I can find the homogenized milk and I can find the salt, but I still haven't found anybody who sells rennet.
Amazon?
In town. I don't want to order online.
I mean, you could Amazon Prime it. It's that simple.
I want to go to actually a physical box store, pick it up, and take it home.
But if you had Amazon Prime, it would be delivered right to your door.
Old school, baby.
It would deliver right to your door if you had Amazon Prime.
Yeah, no, I'm boycotting Amazon.
We're not, because if you have Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can subscribe for free by hitting that purple rectangle button below the screen. There you go.
Except that I'm boycotting Amazon just because you guys are so up on it. So if I get a phone call from Amazon say, hey, why don't you use us? I'll blame you guys.
But if you boycott Amazon, well.
So there you go. Hashtag boycott Amazon because I said so.
If you get a phone call from Amazon, odds are it's a scam.
Yeah.
They don't
just
call
like
people.
Just like getting a text message from the government of Canada saying that your Canadian Social Security, we call it social insurance number, has been linked to a crime and you have to respond or else you will be arrested. If you get a text message like that, Canadians, it's a scam.
I thought Canadians were too polite to do scams.
Are you kidding?
They import them.
They're the most polite scams you'll ever run into.
Tomorrow night. Scam,
be polite? I don't know.
Tomorrow
anyway,
night.
That's it for tonight.
Yes. Start plugging, Tim.
Well, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the post show.
It's Raw Push, 11 p.m. Eastern. Join me and Lindsay as we recap everything that goes down on Monday night Raw.
Hey, wait a minute. Did you say Lindsay?
Yeah.
Lindsay returns live Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, for another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning Rack Radio Show.
She does.
Do I need to plug it?
Yes.
Is that my cue to plug? I didn't know. I didn't realize it was plugging. Today, we'll have news notes, NXT, Tweet of the Week, all your favorites. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I have no idea what we're talking about, so... Generic plug for the win. Ding.
Yes, we're bringing
ding,
back.
Ding, 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 ding.
We're bringing back.
Lindsay mailing it in.
Yeah. We're bringing back Tweet of the Week, so we haven't done like a month. So, yeah. Tweet of the Week returns this week. Woohoo.
We haven't done it since like before Christmas, have we?
Yeah. So, it's been a month.
It's been a month. That's incredible. Hey, don't forget about Fortnite with friends.
Yeah, Thursdays and Saturdays. Twitch.tv/WTLF.
Absolutely. Yeah, Saturday night's midnight-ish, or as close as I get to it. It's another edition of The Wild, The Wacky, The Guys Who Are Afraid of Gordon Ramsay, CB Radio.
Last night we did the Teddy Awards. We also did the Intern's Corner and the Greater Than Great Debate. So go to greaterthangreatdebate.com, cbradio.com.
There you go. And of course, next Sunday night, we've got an episode of WrestleTalk Radio hitting your way, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern. Rock, what should we do?
There's a question that needs to be answered next week. And I found this on Twitter. So you guys have a week to figure this one out. I saw someone tweet it. I don't remember who. Someone tweeted this question out. Next Sunday, they're going to talk about it. Is Charlotte Flair overrated? They're going to talk about it next week.
Hey, didn't I tweet that out?
Hey, how about that? Providing content for your show.
Didn't I tweet that out?
You did. That's where I found it from.
I mean, like, it, no need to couch it. Yeah, I said it. And these guys will give their take on it and let you know if they think I'm full of hot air. And I'll tell you exactly why she's overrated.
That's next week at WTR Sunday Night. On Facebook and Twitter. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes. Hey, did you know that you can follow all of us on Twitter? It's true.
Tim, plug your Twitters.
You can follow me at Flames Forms. That's for wrestling, sports, general silly goofiness. If you're hungry, follow at Man Kitchen TV. Programming note. Coming very, very soon, within the next couple of weeks, you're going to actually get full-length Man Kitchen TV videos, basically showing you exactly what goes on in the kitchen here. And there will be guests. Believe it or not, it's going to happen. If you want to get serious, politically incorrect, and sometimes controversial, follow at Voice Insanity. That's all I got, Omega. What do you got?
Well, I've got things all over the place. So if you want to follow me, it is generally easy to do. If you want to follow me over on Facebook or Instagram, then you go find The Plastic Addict. Everywhere else, you can find me under the name TJ Omega. That is the Twitter handle. That is the YouTube channel with over 1,000 videos worth of content. That is the website, tjomega.net. And it is the Twitch stream where I am always doing something to entertain a live audience. So come check me out. I'm all over.
There you go. Yeah. And of course, Casey's still working on trying to get people to notice him.
I mean, kind of. You can find me on Twitter at Kyle Driver. It's not a big commitment. Anywhere from 1 to 5 tweets a week. Not a big commitment, guys. You can. That's all I got.
Lindsay, plug your Twitter.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD.
Brent.
You can find me at King Kittens. Yes, I still have my Twitter.
That's pretty much it.
Wrap it up, Tim.
Well, you guys all have a fantastic week. Check out for all the other live programming and assorted other things that we do right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we'll catch you next Sunday night, 10 o'clock Eastern. Take care.
WildTalkRadio.com.